Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Bing, bong, bing, bong. Bing, bong, bing,
Boo
bong.
Claire.
No, Boo. It's Christmas time.
We spent
time.
Half an hour trying to set up this audio recording.
You're
so you can hand me
magic.
A song to sing with you.
Okay.
And it is absolutely not worth
it's
it.
It's also very early in the morning.
And I hate this.
And I've been at a lot of Christmas events and you're so mad at me already. And I'm so sorry. And
you're not sorry.
I've also... Okay, listeners, you may remember last year, I surprised James with a lovely Christmas duet, and I think it went pretty well, right?
I would argue that it didn't go very well. I would put that forth to you.
It is now 9:20 in the morning, which is your worst time of the day.
It's the earliest time I've ever recorded
And
anything.
I also now feel really terrified about giving you this because it's also your least favourite Christmas song.
That's a big call because no, show me the song.
Please don't hate me. I love you. I love you very much.
It's, what is this one? Oh, this is awful. This is the worst one. This is the worst one.
I know you hate this
Which
one.
Parts am I doing?
You're doing the yellow highlighter.
That's the most part.
No, then the green we sing together.
I hate this
one. I know. But also Christmas joy and such.
Welcome to Suggestible, everybody. Where we recommend you things and once a year we subject you to a Christmas duet.
Get in the Christmas spirit. Stop being
I will
such
not
a
get
cringe.
In the Christmas spirit.
I do have to say, though, we're literally doing this with like one headphone in each ear. This is the way this year has gone. And next year, I promise to be better. I promise to be better prepared, better on time.
This can't be better. Like, this is what it is. All right, let's go.
Let's start. Why isn't it playing?
Oh, thank God.
Here we go. Can
How long is this?
It's a little while.
How long is
Three
it?
3 minutes. Fine, it's fine. Relax. Okay, ready? I'll do my part, then you can do yours.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
I have to say my morning voice is really like hitting this.
I don't like any of this. Something about a convertible. I can't read this clone in my glasses. Light
you
blue.
Don't even wear glasses.
I'm sorry. I'll wait.
Light blue.
For you.
Oh, wait.
Santa.
You have to call me dear.
Yeah, Santa. Where is Santa?
It's the
Hello.
Chimney
Get
tonight.
In here. Get come and have a good time.
What this is going very
bad. No, it's going well.
Think of all
the fun
I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
That's like close to 8 billion
Next
people.
Year, I could be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list.
This next line is Santa Baby, I want a yacht.
Yeah.
And really, that's not a lot.
I mean, it's a lot, fair amount.
Yeah, I know.
Really
I guess it's
expensive.
Ironic. Been singing angels all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down. But I just got a question about that says, think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Like, what is that even like? Again, that's nearly 8 billion people.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of all of them. Hang on.
Santa cutie, fill my stocking with a duplex.
What's a duplex?
It's like and a checks. Condo, like a series of apartment
buildings. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Look, this one's good. You should use Santa's your favorite person.
Why am I saying Santa, honey?
Because it's your paragraph. It's
one,
your line.
One little thing. I really do need. I'm doing the spoken word like William Shatner in the song Common People. The deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby. To hurry down the chimney.
I like
that bit. Come and trim my Christmas tree.
Yes, trim it.
With some decorations bought at Tiffany's.
We don't have Tiffany's in Australia.
Yes, we who?
No, we don't.
I really do. Do we? You never bought me any from Tiffany's, actually. Oh, let's see if you
that's what
believe
this is
in me, James Clement.
Santa baby.
Oh, that's your one?
Yeah, this is me. Mention one little thing. Oh. Some bling.
Yes, please.
Is this like an updated one? I don't mean on the phone.
Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Are you leaving me all alone to finish?
Yes.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
I didn't leave you on because I'm in the room.
No, but we were supposed to sing like a nice duet, like a pig at the end.
This is never
to give
going
the people
to,
what they want.
It's not going to happen the way that you think it's going to happen.
I know, but I gave you an easy song so that you would be able
this
to do it
easy.
With me.
I've never sung this
and
song. I don't
sing.
I did
sing. It in your key so that you'd be able
what
to,
what do you mean,
like,
my key? I don't have a key.
You do, low and grumpy. But I did a really easy song so you could join in with me.
This is not easy for me,
last
Claire.
Year you just yelled at me most of the time.
This is not easy for me. Well, this is an absolute nightmare, a living nightmare.
Well, God, your life's pretty easy.
I don't want to have, like, recurring nightmares about this. It's like one of those dreams where you think you're still at school and you're like, oh, fuck. But you know
you
what?
You said to me I could have one song a year.
Yeah, you
as long
can
as
do,
I didn't surprise you,
you
any
song.
More songs. No,
I don't have to participate.
Next year, we're doing it again next year. That's it. You said I could.
I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going to. I'm not.
One
I will not entertain it any more than I have to.
Marriage is a very long time. I'm thinking of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Is it?
Kissed,
not for everybody.
And
some
I would
people,
like you.
Some
to
people opt
sing
out.
Me.
Some people opt out. I don't get that line. Like, it's not like, I'm not like, this is offensive. Like, I just don't get it. What do you mean, think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed? Like, what is that?
I think she's saying I've been very good.
Oh, like I could have kissed
yes,
a bunch of fellas.
Yes, I could have kissed a
haven't.
Bunch of fellas, Santa. But well, look, instead, I'm just hanging out with you and your wife, it,
okay,
curly
if
beard.
If that's true, if someone was like, think of all the people that I haven't kissed, I'd be like, name the people that you haven't kissed. Name the people that you could have kissed that you haven't. I would want to know specifically because
well,
if it's just
a
like
lot of elves
if it's just like a series
North
of Pole. Yeah, I don't think it's really Santa though, is it? Like she's singing it to like I don't know, but like
she's singing to Santa,
but it's not really Santa,
is
it? It is
Santa. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like George dressed up as Santa at her office Christmas
party.
Yeah,
it's like
party.
One of those weird
double
sex things and whatever. Yeah.
But also, is Santa a sex thing for some people?
Sometimes he's a sex thing. I've got a thing this week where he's maybe a sex thing, Claire.
Oh, no. You really do like to just sit on my Christmas joy, don't
it's
you?
It's true. Yeah,
it.
I just.
And some people like to sit on Santa, apparently.
Yeah. But, like, okay, so say if it was you, for example, and you're like, think of all the men that I haven't kissed this year. I'd be like, name them. And then if you named them and I'm like, they're all duds, like that would be bad for you. But if they're like, if I was like, wow, those are actually really sexy. I appreciate that. You could have kissed some sexy men and you didn't. So thank you.
Is there anyone particularly on the list that you would have been like, thank you, I really know how much you love me now because you did kiss him. What about Channing Tatum? If I was in a room with Channing Tatum.
I would be okay if you kissed Channing Tatum, I think.
Would you?
Yeah, probably.
If I had the opportunity.
Yeah, I reckon.
Good. Excellent. I'll put that in my list of things that will potentially one day never happen. But you never know, James.
I don't know. Maybe when if it actually did happen, I'll be like, wait a minute, I don't like this at all.
And then I will refer you back to this Christmas episode of 2022.
You're
when
up.
We sung a duet of Santa Baby and you said that I could kiss Channing Tatum if I was ever in a room with
it'll
him.
It'll be in our divorce proceedings. Your Honor, I present to you this evidence, an episode of Suggestible, where he clearly said that she could kiss Channing Tatum.
And the judge is just like, hold on. I see, but also, did you just sing a Christmas duet with a man who really didn't want to? Yes, I did. And also, he might like just pipe in with some feelings about the men haven't kissed line. And it's fair enough.
I will award him full custody, the judge will say.
Of what? Of our two dogs.
Yeah, just the two. Yeah, and our kids.
No, but our kids will be older by this point. I'm imagining we're in our 60s
now. Oh, wow.
Now.
No, I'm thinking like soon.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because in my head I was like, I'm not going to be in a room with Channing Tatum.
You're not going to be
the
kissing Channing
future.
Tatum at 60. But then again, he will also be 60 plus.
This is what I'm saying.
Maybe
that's
he'll
why
be
in
an
my
old
head
burnout.
I was like, I will have more
oh,
opportunity
but that's sad.
When he's older.
That's sad, though.
He said, I feel like he'll age like
feel,
a fine wine.
Maybe, but I just feel bad for you, honestly. I just don't, yeah.
What? When I'm in my 60s? Are you serious?
To kiss old Channing Tatum.
I am going to be in my prime.
No, not
in my
for
60s.
You. I'm saying kissing old Channing Tatum. Would you kiss, would you like,
prefer to kiss the new,
well, what
young
if you kiss
Channing.
Not, like, if you kiss, like, Jeff Bridges.
Who's that?
Okay, Harrison Ford.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
You would kiss Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah, he's so grumpy.
80.
You know I like a grumpy man.
But if you were like, I kissed Harrison Ford, I'd be like, what? Yeah. Why? What do you mean? In what context? What's happening?
In the context where you said that I could kiss Channing Tatum and I felt like Harrison Ford, I'm in the room with him. He's at the same echelon of celebrity.
He's 80, Claire.
That's quite old.
Yeah, you don't understand what 80 is until you're up close and it's in your face.
There is a funny episode of Sex and the City where Samantha thinks she can have sex with an 80-year-old dude and then it's the balls that get her.
The balls get her, yeah. I think the balls would get you too.
Why are we – this is a terrible start for a Christmas
it's
episode.
It's fine. Let's do our Christmas recommendations before Christmas is come and gone.
All right. Who wants to start? Well, I brought my first recommendation, which was a Santa Baby that I'm regretting now. You could do yours next.
Okay, well, I'm going to recommend actually, I just watched this because it just came to streaming. It's called I'm just going to talk about this briefly because I haven't made any notes on it. Uh-huh. And I've forgotten the name of it. It's called – hang on.
Oh, no.
What is it called? It's called Violent Night.
Oh, right? Lord.
Speaking of sexy Santa.
This Christmas episode has gone from bad to worse. Remember the year where I just shared all of the Christmas things that I've ever
loved?
Yeah,
I know. And then you burnt out literally everything you've done.
I know.
So this – movie, Violent Night, stars David Harbour, who you might know from Stranger Things.
Yes, I know who David Harbour is.
As Santa.
Yes,
as big, sexy Santa. He's a giant Santa, but he's real Santa, right?
Is he? Did you say big, sexy Santa?
He's a big, sexy Santa.
There's a real theme for this episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
That should be the title, colleagues, Big, Sexy Santa.
Look at this dude. Look how big and sexy he is. Love David Harbour.
He's actually great. He's the best. Really good. Speaking of grumpy men, he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, unless he's cancelled, in which case,
the judge will be
saying. I always got to put the caveat in that until the person gets cancelled, I think they're great.
All right.
But anyway, he's not cancelled at the moment, and that's good.
That is good.
And he stars as Santa Claus himself, right? But he's a bit burnt out. He's sick of Christmas because, like, kids just want video games and cash, and he's sick of it, and the Christmas spirit is waning. Anyway, he goes to deliver to presents at a particular estate, and there's a little girl there as well, and she still believes in Christmas. Anyway, terrorists bust in. They're trying to do a big heist on the estate, on this rich family, and David Harbour has to die hard Santa his way through, killing like a bunch of terrorists and stuff. So it's just, it's die hard, but with Santa. There's a fair amount of Home Alone in it, one specific sequence where it's just like, oh, this is Home Alone, and everyone is saying it's Home Alone as it's happening. You couldn't handle it. It's way
but
too.
I kind of love
it's
this.
It's super violent. Like it's.
Oh, I guess it is called
it's
Violent.
It's crazy
Christmas.
Violent. Yeah.
But I do love this concept.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
It's much better than the year you recommended that horrible thing where people get trapped
Krampus,
in a snow
dome. Yeah, but it's probably could be tighter. Like it's like Die Hard is like the perfect action movie. It's just like the perfect amount of time and sequences. Like it's not like trimmed like that. But it's good, and he's just terrific as Santa, and you find out about his past and what happened with his marriage and all these things and his relationship with Christmas and where he's initially from and all of this stuff. David Harbour just makes a good, fun Santa and a good action kind of star as well.
He definitely would make a good – he's great in Stranger Things.
Yeah, there's a bit where he gets a sledgehammer, and it's just great.
Okay, why is that – we've talked about this before. Why is that great?
Why?
That he's like – I'm assuming knocking people's heads off with sledgehammers.
I don't know. It just is.
So weird to me.
Yeah.
So weird.
He's got a little bit of magic, but not a lot. He's not really sure how any of it works, but it does. He's got like a magic sack and they're like, how does this work? And he's like, I don't know.
I love a bewildered, I love a bewildered Santa like that.
Yeah.
Particularly him. I love his bewilderment.
Yeah.
And his confused face.
Yeah.
He does it. David Harbour does a really good confused, and I don't know, face.
And it's great because like he doesn't hide it. Like there's a bit at the start where he's at the bar. And they're just like, oh, is your Christmas going or whatever? And he's like, yeah, it sucks or whatever. I'm Santa and whatever. And they're like, ha, 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 and whatever. And it's through the movie, like when they're interrogating him, they're like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Santa. And they're like, who are you really? And he's like, I can't explain. It's just, he's not like, he doesn't hide it. He's just so just fed up. He's like, I'm Santa Claus. Just stop.
He's just like your energy in a Santa man.
It's great.
I really
enjoyed it. I don't think you would enjoy it as much as me.
It does sound fun, but I love Home Alone.
And then maybe you'll
like
it.
I love Christmas.
It's
I love
super, again, it's super violent.
But could I hide under a cushion?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah,
it sounds like not something we would show our children.
No, definitely
not. Do you
know
what, though? I do feel like that is very indicative of how Santa would feel at this point.
Definitely.
He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
really.
He's just sick of delivering like video games. He's just always just bringing out video games, and he's like, oh,
it's so not magical, is it?
Not magical.
I mean, it would be magical for kids though. Yeah. You love video games.
You love video games, sure.
You like, including our son, who we heard singing this morning in the kitchen.
He's having a great time on holidays.
I'd forgotten that vibe of a kid on holidays. It's the best.
It's incredible.
It's the best feeling, and there's Christmas around the corner. It's so good. Anyway, okay, cool. Violent Christmas.
Violent night.
Violent night. Okay, yeah. Is it my turn now?
It's your turn now.
Here I go.
Here she goes.
Here I go.
Okay. Oh, it's another song. Oh, no.
It's such a baby. Stop hitting people with hammers. Bah, it's violent. Bah. You're okay. Just have it's some
got
yoga.
John Leguizamo, and he was Luigi in the most of
there movie. You go. All right. I have a kind of rom-com to recommend, The Family Stone. It's an old movie. Well, not that old, but it's fairly old. It's a classic, though. Mm. It's really excellent. It has an amazing cast of people, including Diane Keaton, one of my faves, who I now follow on Instagram, and she's fucking hilarious. I love that woman.
I remember when we saw this movie.
You remember that thing? I didn't even remember.
When it came out in like 2006 or whenever it was.
Yeah.
And you were, and then the other day you were like, what's The Family Stone like? And I'm like, we've seen it. We saw it together.
That's your encyclopedic memory and my fish brain. I do not remember anything. Anyway, let me give you a little synopsis, as James would say, of The Family Stone. An uptight, conservative businesswoman, played by Sarah Jessica Parker,
classic,
accompanies her boyfriend to his eccentric and outgoing family's annual Christmas celebration, of whom Diane Keaton plays the mother.
Is it Dermot Mulroney?
And finds that she's a fish out of water in their free-spirited way of life. So it's set in the fictional town of Thayer, New England, and the film focuses on Everett Stone and his rambunctious liberal family, Meredith, Everett's anxious and bubbling yet refined and educated girlfriend, as I said, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, is dreading spending the Christmas holidays with them, and that's kind of what ensues.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes to light, actually, as this film progresses, that Sybil, who is the mother, Diane Keaton, is a breast cancer survivor, and potentially her diagnosis reemerges. Mm. So there's kind of that dynamic playing out underneath it all. There's just so much chemistry between the cast. I'd forgotten how awesome it is. It's directed by Thomas Bazuka and written by him as well, produced by Michael London. Rachel McAdams also is wonderful and plays a sister, and she is really horribly mean and great and sarcastic.
I remember enjoying the Rachel McAdams of it all.
Yeah, she's really excellent in this. And the kind of chemistry between her and then Diane Keaton is just so good. And then also Claire Danes appears as the sister of Sarah Jessica Parker. And that kind of dynamic is really interesting as well. I won't spoil it because it is kind of a rom-com. But I think the best bit about it is the dialogue. You know, I'm really into some great, great, great scripting. And if anyone has a dysfunctional family, which I feel like almost all of us have some kind of dysfunction going on in our families.
Our family is especially great and we'll at never Christmas. Change.
I feel like this is kind of a perfect movie in that it encapsulates. I mean, obviously it's really heightened and Sarah Jessica Parker's kind of really uptight businesswoman vibe. You know, it's all hammed up and over the top. However, it really does a great job of showing what it's like to be in a family with so many layers going on of complexity and old family jokes. And when you bring someone new into it who just does not fit that mold and what it's like for them and what it's like for the family and then the bickering between siblings and the sibling rivalry and all of that stuff as well, it just – there's just so many amazing scenes. I really love it. And
I remember liking it.
Yeah, I think it's just – it's also got heart too, and I won't spoil the ending, but it does really get you in the sads too. It kind of does that favorite thing I like, where it makes you laugh and makes you cry, James.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think is really excellent. And I'd just forgotten how much I really enjoyed it. So when I rewatched,
no, you've not only forgotten really how much you really enjoyed it.
I'd forgotten that I'd watched
seen
it
in its entirety.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
Well, Claire, with only a 52% on a Rotten Tomatoes, I can't say that it was one of the most critically lauded movies of the year, but I can say with a budget of $18 million and a box office return of 92.9, that it was quite the moderate hit.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I can see why.
So I'm in the middle of compiling the biggest bombs and hits of the year. So I've got box office on the brain, Claire.
Box office on the brain.
Box office brain.
That's some alliteration there. Box office brain.
Box office brain.
Box office brain.
Hello, I'm box office brain.
I will say as well, there's quite an interesting discussion. Everett's brother is gay and also deaf, and his partner, Patrick, so it's Patrick and Thad, are there as well at the dinner table, and there's kind of an interesting discussion when they're planning to adopt a child and they kind of talk about nature versus nurture and sexual orientation and all of that stuff, and it gets kind of prickly. It
gets very prickly, Claire.
It does. And that kind of stuff as well, right, always happens around the Christmas table. What do you do when you have a relative who's like, climate change is another thing?
I don't know. Just kick him out of the family. No tolerance, no acceptance. It's Christmas. There's no time for any of that.
Yeah, anyway, if you're out there and your family is very different.
No, everyone's
got
a kook who's just like, well, I think this. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Go talk to your 13 fucking followers on Twitter. No one gives a shit.
Oh, jeez.
And I mean about anything.
Ouch.
I'm not taking a particular political stance, Claire.
I see.
But people know where I stand on
well,
things.
Well, what I am just saying climate is that if you are very different to your family or there's complexities going on around you, I just want to say a big Christmas love to you, and that go watch The Family Stone once you leave your family.
How big is this person you're pretending to hug?
It's Santa.
Ah, Santa David baby. Harbour. David Harbour,
if you've
Santa.
Got a complex family at Christmas, you'll be okay.
If your dynamic is that there's a guy there and he sucks and he's always like, racism isn't real or whatever, yeah, then you can switch off.
Joe Rogan
engage.
Is my hero.
Yay.
All of that.
Joe Rogan's everybody's hero.
Do you reckon things are more complex too after COVID as well? Because people have very different
views. I think it's just it's fucking kook city on the internet, mate. That's what it is.
I know. A friend of mine was saying there's been a family rift because two of the family members have refused to get vaccinated and then turned up at last family Christmas and didn't tell anyone they weren't vaccinated until they arrived.
Ooh, that's wild.
I know. That's wild. Stuff. It's just all very complex. Anyway, Glenna Doyle, who you know I always love, always posts this thing at Christmas where she's just like, if you're in the bathroom taking some deep breaths and you're at your family lunch, just remember that after this, you can go back to the life that you built for yourself with the people that you love.
Exactly.
And it'll all be okay.
And if someone's trying to rile you up, and they will, there's always one. It's always an older guy trying to, like, rile up a younger person.
Yeah, it's like you can't say anything these days.
Just fucking grey rock him.
What does that mean?
Grey rock means you give no response. That's emotional. You just go, oh, yeah, or whatever. And they fucking hate that. Just grey rock the shit out of them. They're looking for a fight. So don't give them the fight. Grey rock him. And then say, it's been wonderful to see you. Geez, your opinions are
interesting. You're really good at doing that.
I'll grey rock the shit out of someone. I can grey rock somebody for their entire lifespan.
Yeah, you can. You really hold a grudge. I forget. But you really hold it. And you will.
Grey rock isn't about holding a grudge.
Is it not engaging?
Not engaging. Or just like, just be like, this is a loony who's trying to wind. Not even, just someone who's trying to wind me up.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine gave me some great advice recently, which is very obvious, which I guess is just grey rocking. She's just like, you can decide your own vibe. So you can't control anyone else, but you can figure out your reaction to it.
It's true.
So grey rock.
Grey rock.
Anyway.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's go on. What's your next recommendation?
This one I think you'll enjoy, Claire. Ooh, okay. It's called Who Killed Santa? A Murderville Mystery.
Ooh.
Krista Johnson serves as showrunner on this series. And it's actually based on the BBC series of the similar name called Murder in Successville.
Mm.
So Detective Terry Seattle, who's played by Will Arnett, who you might know from things. Did you ever watch? Do you know Will Arnett?
I do know Will Arnett.
Do you?
I think so. Remind me.
Can you picture it?
He sounds very familiar, though.
Yeah, well, he's a famous person. That's probably why he sounds familiar to you.
Okay.
This is Will Arnett.
Oh, yes, of course.
He's from Arrested Development.
He's like in many things.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He pops up all the time.
Anyway.
Comedic.
This is comedic. He plays Detective Terry Seattle. And this is a series. There was like 6 or 7 episodes on Netflix at the start of the year. And they just released this Christmas special along with – and what they do, it's an improv murder mystery. So everybody is scripted, including Will Arnett, though he can go off script because he's always paired with a real celebrity who has to come in and solve a murder, except they don't know any of the lines. Oh. So they come in and they're like, what's this situation? And they're like, I don't know what's happening and whatever. So this episode stars Jason Bateman, who who's also, do you know him? He's also from Arrested Development.
Yes, I definitely know Justin Bateman.
So he's come in as himself to solve this murder mystery. And then later in the episode, Maya Rudolph, who's also incredible. Do you know her?
No.
You definitely do.
Oh, just Google her and show me a photo.
I will
again,
Google her, Claire.
As you do, and then you turn your little
And then I turn the laptop around.
I go, I know her. And everyone goes, this is boring because it's an audio medium. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, I love her, Bridesmaids.
She's in Bridesmaids, exactly.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. Hilarious. So this particular episode, they have to find out who killed Santa Claus. And what they have to figure it out before morning arrives because all the presents have to be delivered to an orphanage and whatever.
Ooh.
So it's just unraveling a series of clues and doing interviews. It's like real life Clue, right? Mm-hmm. With the celebrities trying to improv and determine what's going on where all these clues kind of come up in their face. And it's silly and chaotic. And Will Arnett is amazing. Like he's obviously like an excellent comedic talent, but he's also like his improv skills are amazing. Him and Jason Bateman also know each other because they were on Arrested Development together, but he doesn't break character. Like he stays as this grizzled detective, like, the entire time. There's some other celebrity cameos that kind of pop up along the way. And the reveal of who the murderer is, because at the end they have to stand in a room and then decide who they think it is, it's great. It just gets – it's really – I don't want to spoil – I kind of want to spoil it, but I won't spoil it. It's just really silly and dumb, and it's just dumb and funny and stupid, and you can see them breaking, like, as they're doing it, like they're all kind of trying to keep it together. And this is nice and fun. I like it.
It sounds great, actually.
Yeah, you might like it.
Is it better or worse than David Harbour hitting people with a sledgehammer?
They're different. I would say they're both good in their own ways.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Both equally great.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's a little bit more joyful.
Yeah.
Christmas
joy. I'm working my way up to the most joyful thing at all.
Oh, all right. I see. A sexy Santa outfit?
No.
Ba-dum-ba-dum, Santa baby.
No. I'm going to talk about a show where Santa kidnaps a bunch of children and makes them work in a coal mine.
God.
That's not true.
Oh, that's just bringing up horrible memories for me of, as you know, one of the – do you remember the scariest villain for me?
I don't know what you're going to say yet. That dude from The Child Snatcher.
Yes, from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know what it is about that guy, but he's terrifying to me. He's more terrifying than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched that many horror movies clearly, but also I think it's the stringy hair, it's the bulbous nose, it's the weird offering the sweets and then they get it and it's a trap. I hate it. I hate him.
Children could overpower that man. You get enough children, you get four children, you overpower that guy.
He's like so weaselly. I know, but I hate that guy.
Has he got a big hook hand or something?
No, he doesn't. He's just really
pasty. He doesn't even have a hook hand.
He's just like, no, maybe. I don't think so. I think he's just got like droopy, like black hair and ugh. I don't know. He freaks me out. He got me right at that particular point in my childhood and I don't know why, but that particular character, ugh.
He's not even
terrifying.
That spooky.
I know.
At him here.
Don't show me. No.
Look at this guy.
Oh, no, you're ruining my Christmas joy.
He's just like a
he looks like a weird clown. I know.
He's just got a big neck. He looks like anemic Professor Snape. Snape already looks anemic.
I know. I don't know. It's not logical.
This guy drank a strong coffee. It'd kill him. Anyways, go on.
Yes, please, a double espresso. Oh, I'm dead.
I'm not a particular physically, you know, intimidating guy.
I could
pick this guy up and fucking break him over my knee. Like I'm Bane.
You did save me from the river. Did I tell that story last week on the podcast?
I thought you meant the other time I saved you from the river when that guy approached us.
When?
We were crossing a bridge and there was that like guy who was
out. And you just went, no. No, we were in the city and we were walking to an event or something and a guy, I think obviously many alcohols,
he was having
a real rough
time. He was not in the right mind.
In his right mind. But you didn't say anything other than no. You were just like, no.
You don't remember this, but I saw him like making a beeline for us. He was walking like straight for you.
Yeah.
And I said, just stand behind me. And then he went up and I just put my hand out like he was a dog and I went, no. And he went, okay. And he just kind of, and that was it.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But so he was like.
He wasn't there. Well,
he was
wasn't
just,
on
yeah,
the
it was
planet.
Not a, I wasn't, I'm not like, wow, what a hero.
No, he
it was
wasn't
just like,
there.
It was like, oh, this is, things.
No, I was talking about when I dropped my daughter's water bottle into the river.
Yes, and I dragged
and I tried to get it out with my feet. And then you gave me one of your, I gave you one of my hands and you were like, it's not happening. You have to give me both.
Give me both of your hands.
And then you dragged me out of, the river. Like a piece of meat.
You're like, I feel like,
did I tell that story last week?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what happened.
That's what
you
happened.
You dragged me up the riverbank.
Yeah.
And our kids were watching horrified. Luckily, I kept my cool.
You absolutely did not keep your cool. You panicked the entire time.
Panicking so bad. But it was so slippery. So every time really I tried to get a footing, I was just sliding further and further into the mighty Yarra River, which, by the way, was fairly high and you can't see anything in there. It's so you just don't know what submerged logs and all kinds of things.
The only thing I could see in there was you.
And the frozen water bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway, my turn.
Please.
Okay, so I have a very perfect Christmas rom-com.
Wow.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's like the caliber of The Holiday, one of my all-time faves with hottest Jude Law of all time.
That movie Kate sucks. Winslet.
The Holiday?
Yep.
No, it's excellent.
Everyone thinks it's bad.
No,
I'm just on the internet everyone's like, this movie sucks now. Everyone's cancelled in it. Yeah.
No, Kate Winslet's not cancelled.
No, it says they're all cancelled.
Oh, you're the worst.
So they all did a terrible thing.
Whatever.
I can't even say what it is. It's so terrible.
You're the worst.
Yeah, go on.
Can I keep continuing now? All right, everyone agrees The Holiday is one of the all-time best. The one that is cancelled is Love Actually. When you rewatch that again, it's just like old men wanting to have sex with hot women.
That's what I love about The Holiday. Not The Holiday. This, The Love Actually. It's like this, wow, this is, Jesus.
And one of the storylines is literally like a porn film.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's probably the least problematic one.
Yeah, which is really bizarre. Anyway, by the by, we're talking about something from Tiffany's with Zoe Deutsch. Zoe Deutsch. Anyway, she's really great. I love Zoe Deutsch. She plays.
For a Nepo baby.
That means
it's a nepotism baby.
You were like ranting about that in the kitchen.
No, I wasn't ranting. I was like, look at that. There was that article that came out. It's like all these famous people are related to people. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Of course they are. That's happened forever.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, let me get back to something from
Carrie Fisher.
Tiffany's. Oh, we love Carrie Fisher. Talented.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, and so is her mother, Debbie Reynolds.
True.
That both documentary.
Canceled, both cancelled by life.
God. Well, yeah, they are both dead.
Yeah, they are.
Do not talk about our favourite people in such terrible terms.
I apologise.
Both of those women are icons and heroes of mine. Anyway, that documentary with the two of them is sheer gold.
Is that what
and
you're talking
Debbie
about
Debbie Reynolds,
week?
No, but I just want to say this point. Debbie Reynolds is my spirit animal because she has had like arthritis and a whole lot of health problems and was like clearly struggling. But as soon as the stage lights hit the stage, that woman turned on like a torch.
She's like, damn.
And it was so amazing to watch this woman who's just been in like the entertainment biz for so many years and just clearly so talented that she just exploded on stage and then she comes off and like hobbling and can't walk.
Mm.
I just find that endlessly amazing. It's like that Lady Gaga Tony Bennett concert and he has Alzheimer's, but she brought him up on stage and suddenly that part of his brain that had music in it just lit up and he couldn't even remember her name until he got on stage and it was just amazing. It makes me cry. Anyway, back to something from Tiffany's.
Yeah, back for something relevant.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a 2022 American romantic comedy. Now, it's directed by Daryl Ween, a screenplay by Tamara Chesner, and it's actually produced by Hello Sunshine, which is Reese Witherspoon's production company.
She's always doing a production.
And she gets what women want and women need on television.
She's got what women want on DVD.
Correct. And this movie is not groundbreaking. It has a fairly standard plot line in terms of like chemistry, meet, obstacles happen. But it's at Christmas time. It's set in New York. The lead character played by Zoe Deutsch is like a baker, restaurateur. She's dating this guy who's clearly not that great but a little bit flaky and horrible to her. They've been dating for about 3 years. He has an accident. He falls on the road and the love interest played by Kendrick Sampson, who is excellent in this, is with his daughter at the time and sees her boyfriend have this accident. They both have a little bag from Tiffany's and accidentally pick up the wrong one. One of them has an engagement ring in it.
What?
And the other one has a pair of earrings. And so there's a switcheroo, like in all good rom-coms. And accidentally, Kendrick Sampson's character gives his girlfriend the earrings at Christmas.
I'm not going to lie. I've completely lost track of who's who and what jewellery is what, but please continue.
All right. Well,
I shouldn't have said anything. All right.
Zoe Deutsch's character opens up her Christmas present and her boyfriend thinks it's going to be earrings because that's what he bought her, but it's actually an engagement ring. And instead of being like, oh no, that's strange and an accident, he just goes along with it. And so she thinks he's proposed to her.
And is she happy with this?
And she's sort of semi-happy, but you get the feeling he's actually a jerk and he really is a jerk, as you find out later on. And her love interest, which is Kendrick Samson, they kind of meet because he helped her boyfriend. They meet in the hospital. They have all this like zingy chemistry and he's a really nice guy, and you find out that his wife died a couple of years ago around Christmas time, and that's really
Buy an engagement ring then?
Well, because he's got a girlfriend too and he wanted to give his daughter a mother.
Right.
And so he goes to propose to this woman, but it turns out she's not very nice either and they're not really suited to each other.
Oh, no.
I know. And so that's how it kind of unfolds. It's probably a little problematic in spots, but really it's gorgeous and exactly what you want from a rom-com. Christmassy, there's some bread baking in it. There's just like gorgeous scenes of like Christmas lights and all the things. And Zoe Deutsch is hilarious and funny and adorable. Outfits are on point. It's lovely.
Claire, you're not gonna want to hear this.
Okay.
I'm just looking online.
Yes.
Everybody in this movie is cancelled. They did a similar thing to the cast.
I'm getting a sense that most people are getting cancelled.
Yeah, they did a similar thing. I can't even say it again because it's just awful. Honestly, it breaks my heart to see this, to see what they've done.
What have they done?
I can't tell you, Claire. Oh, on air. It's just heartbreaking.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we done now? Are you
done? No, I've got one
trashing
more.
Trashing my Chris's recommendation.
This is one that I think you will enjoy.
Oh.
Really? Or maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
It's called Spirited, directed by Sean Anders.
Right. Why are you talking
stars
like that?
Feral,
are you
Claire.
Okay?
Ryan Reynolds. Octavia Spencer.
Why are you talking like that?
This is a synopsis.
Why are you talking like that?
This is a musical version of Charles Dickens' story. You know, like Christmas,
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I love this. I actually did see this. Yes, I saw it.
Of a miserly misanthrope who's taken on a magical journey.
Right.
So
sounds like you.
Yes. So it's basically Will Ferrell plays like the guy who has to take the guy on the magical journey.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a spoiler alert who he is, but you work it out pretty quickly who he actually is, who is this guy is, who he is, because, you know, it's a Christmas Carol, right? Mm-hmm. Except it's modern day and a Christmas Carol really happened in real life. So they go to Ryan Reynolds and they're like, this is the worst guy in the world. We can change him with Christmas ghosts and shit. And it's like how they do it is it's a production. It's like the way they get someone on side. They're production. Like
you,
I said, production.
Are you having a seizure? Are you okay?
I was trying to think of another word for production.
We're really crawling over the line.
Yeah. So basically it's all like rehearsals and costumes and all this kind of stuff to get somebody to become a good person in the spirit of Christmas. And in doing so, they affect the lives of X number of people, right? Uh-huh. But the thing is it's also a musical. There's a number of musical numbers in this. Right?
This is my thing. Ryan Reynolds in a musical.
Yeah, and
holy
Will Ferrell. They're both
moly.
Really good.
They're
and
it's, so great.
They're good together as well. I feel like Will Ferrell hasn't done like a movie that I've really enjoyed in a while,
but
this one I did. Also, Ryan Reynolds knows what A Christmas Carol is. So they come to him and he's just like, I'm not having any of this. And I refuse to participate.
That sounds like exactly what you would say if a spooky ghost turned up. You would be like, no,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, he's just like, move
no,
it along.
Thank you.
Or they're like, look at this memory. And he's like, no. So they journey
really
through like his past, his present, and his future, how these things go. They explore Will Ferrell's character.
Yeah.
Where he has been and Ferrell. I said Ferrell.
You did Ferrell. He's a little Ferrell.
Of where he was in the past and what he wants to be in the modern day. Again, big musical numbers and they're pretty good. I also say that
They sing Santa Baby? Though?
No, they sing original show tunes, Claire. It's probably a bit long. I didn't find it a bit long. People have said that it's probably a bit long because it's probably like 2.5 hours. I didn't find that at all. I thought it was, I didn't think it dragged at all. I thought it was great.
On point.
It's probably too much for kids. It's probably also confusing if they don't know what A Christmas Carol is. It's maybe show them the Muppets one or the 30-minute Disney one. I don't know. But it's delightful. And I had a great time, Claire.
Wow.
It's on Apple TV+.
Unfortunately, though, James, I have something to tell you.
Oh, no.
They're all cancelled.
What did they do?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's too awful.
Oh, no.
It's too awful. All I will say is they're all done.
They're all done.
All of them.
That's terrible news.
Even Will Ferrell.
I believe you.
He's because he is Ferrell.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas and I believe you. Anyways, I was going to give it two bells up.
Wowza. That's a lot.
Now
for
I give
you.
It no bells up because they're all cancelled. Also, Spirited is on. No, sorry. And the other one, Who Killed Santa? It's a Netflix show. And the other one about the David Harbour's Santa, that's on whatever because it's
on
streaming.
I should say as well, back to my Christmassy notes, The Family Stone is available on lots of places actually.
Wow,
now.
That's really helpful.
But, and Something from Tiffany's is available on Amazon Prime.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
Really worth it. It's really fun.
Claire, did you know that you can send this show a review by doing it in
and I'll probably
read it out.
Can I just say, all the people that do this throughout the year, you're our bloody favourites and we love you. As I always say, James, we have the best listeners.
And as I always say, stop patronising them. They don't appreciate it.
No, I'm not patronising them. As you know, I'm being sincere. That's my stick.
This five-star review, though, you're not going to believe it. You're going to find this hard to believe. It was written by Wamaskalina, who says just in-app.
Just in-app.
Yeah.
Can you do it right there while you're listening with your earballs?
That's says, great show, but time isn't a construct.
Thank you. I agree.
No, you said it was.
Oh.
Really great show with solid suggestions that aren't just shallow picks, but every time Claire says time isn't real, I die a bit inside. 10 out of 10 or 5 out of 5, whatever, which is true because even if you're not measuring time, Claire, say using a clock or like a watch or a wall clock.
Here he goes, a sundial,
things still move forward regardless. Time is not a construct, Claire. It is a very clear and defined rule of the universe.
Oh, look, I don't know.
It's a force, Claire.
No one knows anything.
Like Star Wars.
No one really knows anything.
Everybody knows everything.
It's all made up.
No, this isn't made up.
It's made up.
Time is real.
It's a fantasy.
No.
You're all living in a fantasy of time.
No, it's real.
Have you not ever seen the movie Sliding Doors?
Yeah.
There are multiple times and realities.
Yeah, but it's still time.
The world is much more complex than anyone can understand. No one's actually measuring time.
Everybody's measuring time.
Nobody is.
Literally everybody.
No one really knows. It's all relative. It's all.
What's the letter?
I'm sorry, mate.
What's the goddamn letter?
If you would like to write a review in, not a review, do a review in the app. If you would like to write a recommendation, we would love that. Or a letter, something to tell us. We would love to hear from you. Suggestapod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everyone who has written us in throughout the year. It honestly makes my day. Here is a wonderful review. Actually, I'll stop. Why am I saying review? I just want people to tell us how great we are. No, a recommendation from Mitch Roberts.
Claire, I've just Googled it.
Yes.
He's cancelled. He's done a terrible thing.
Why not? Just stop. I thought you were going to tell me that we haven't recorded this episode or something because we're really on our last legs. Actually, this isn't even a recommendation. It's just a wonderful letter.
All right.
I don't know if you remember last week I talked about the Emma Thompson movie, something Leo Brand. What's it called? I can't remember.
Get your balls out, Leo Brand, or whatever.
Yes. Good luck to you, Leo Brand. There you go. My brain's come back online.
All right.
Mitch Roberts has written in. Hi, Claire and James. My name is Mitch. Long time, first time.
I know what you did, Mitch.
What prompted me to write?
He's cancelled, Claire.
It's not. What prompted me to write this to you is that I got to meet Dame Emma Thompson during her press tour for Good Luck to You, Leo Brand. I was part of the production of Jekyll and Hyde, the musical, at the Hayes Theatre at the time.
Nice.
And Sophie Hyde, pardon the pun, the director, was good friends with the guy who was playing the titular Dr. Jekyll. It just so happens that Emma Thompson wanted to go see live theatre on her night off and happened to come see our weird little independent show.
So Sophie Hyde directed the show in addition to this movie?
Yes.
Damn.
I know. She's amazing. I deep dived into it.
Two
She's
things.
Amazing. I know. So clever. Emma and her posse then stayed back for the better half of an hour to do nothing but rave about how much she enjoyed our show.
Really?
It was one of the most extraordinary experiences in my life. Nothing brings a show together quite like having Nanning McPhee in the audience.
Yeah.
Also, picks or it didn't happen, so I've attached them below.
Let's see.
My suggestible is to meet Oscar-winning actor Dame Emma Thompson. There she. Look at this, so cute.
Damn, that's cool.
And then look at this. She's right in the middle.
Oh, she is.
And then I'll see if I can go across there. Look,
that's
so
sweet,
cute.
Guys.
She's so glowy, Emma
Thompson.
She's
very glowy.
She's wearing like a beautiful pink scarf.
Like a light bulb.
She's just like looks so genuine and wonderful, and I love her. And she's so great in that movie too. I recommended it to a friend and she raved about it as well.
It's true. I heard you guys raving about it.
Well, yeah, it's You're just like, everything. Blah, blah,
blah. I loved
it's
it.
Blah, everything blah, blah. About body joy and celebration and aging and sex and all the wonderful things. It's just so good. And then he says, P.S. I know this is the wrong podcast, but can I be the official I'm an actor who met Emma Thompson during my debut show person on the pod?
Yes.
And you certainly can. Thank you so much, Mitch.
You are officially uncancelled.
You are.
I actually have the power to do that. I've never done it before.
Wowza.
But I'm doing it for you. For
well, there
Christmas
you go.
Miracle.
You are king of the internet. Yeah. So if anyone's going to do it, you are.
Damn.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our Christmassy episode.
But it's not the end of the show, Claire, because I have to say next week is the last show of the year.
Yes. It is. Last show of the year. We're going to run through all the things that we loved the most.
That's right.
And then Collings, as is customary, is going to do a best of show.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Who we'll see.
Who knows?
It's a busy time of year, Claire.
It is a busy time of year. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Thank you so much, Collings, as always, for editing this week's episode. Thank you to everyone who has listened to this show throughout the year and written in. We think you are amazing. Well, James doesn't, but I do. And we really, really value it. We could not do this job without you guys. And we just feel so privileged every day
to
be able to
do it. But no one would, it wouldn't be for anything.
No, correct. And then we'd have to go and work in a bank.
Oh, I don't want to work in a bank, Claire. Don't make me work in a
all
bank.
All right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
I'd probably, I don't know. I'd
Santa baby.
Worked in a bank. Probably,
I'm off to.
I'd probably plan a really like poor heist and then I get caught straight away.
Well, I'm off to kiss Channing Tatum, apparently.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.